Good morning and welcome to the Evan Bray Show. Great to have you here. Did you catch any of that meteor shower last night? We had Samantha Lawler on from the University of Regina at the end of the show yesterday. Talked about, you know, get out of the city, get out of the bright lights, lay on a blanket, staring at the sky, and on a clear night you should see some beautiful meteor showers. I did not do it. I wasn't up that late. I mean, I was up till dark, but I didn't go out after midnight, which is when she said the best viewing would be. I saw a couple people posting on social media this morning that they tried, but there was too many clouds. Curious to know if you got out there and saw that. And speaking of weather and some of the things going on in our province, we mentioned Beauvel was able to return to their community yesterday, welcoming residents back after they've been evacuated. But sadly, another northern village had to be evacuated. Pinehouse evacuating today. That Muskeg fire approaching the area. About 1,000 people, actually, that are in that community. And the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency asking non-essential residents in the village of Pinehouse to evacuate from the area with the wildfire activity intensifying. So 57 wildfires burning in Saskatchewan right now. 13 of them are not contained. We're at, 406, I think, for the year, which is up from the five-year average of 333. So wildfires continues to be a problem. Okay, well, we open up the phone lines for you now, 1-877-332-8255. We chatted with Kelly Malone right off the start of the show. She's the Washington correspondent for the Canadian Press. One of the things that I asked Kelly about is Donald Trump just posted in the last few hours on Truth Social that Canada's announcement that it will recognize a Palestinian state at the UN gathering this fall is going to make it real tough on a trade deal. And my question to you is, I want to play for you what Mark Carney said yesterday, but I want to know, was this the right move? And maybe the secondary question to that is, was this the right time? Why? This is my question. Why, one day before a trade deadline with our number one trading partner on an issue that many people have said is one of the biggest focuses the Canadian government should be focused on right now, why are we doing this? Why are we making this announcement, especially when we know Trump's not going to like it? Why, like, If this is something that is the right move for Canada and Canada to make this statement, which, by the way, now I'm veering off on another tangent, but the conditions that Canada has laid out, like many other countries have, these conditions have to be met in order for Canada to recognize Palestine as an independent state. They're never going to happen. They're never going to agree to governance reform, holding a general election in 2026, which Hamas can play no part of, and a commitment to demilitarization, releasing the remaining hostages. Are you kidding me? That's not happening. Hamas is not agreeing to that. And the Palestinian people are either number one, in agreement with Hamas, or number two, fearful of Hamas and afraid to go against them. And as a result, there's no way those conditions are going to be met. So now I come back to my first point. Was this the right time? Should we not have been saying, let's focus on getting this trade deal done? The UN gathering, the UN assembly is until, September? We have lots of time. Let's get the trade deal going. So this was Mark Carney, Prime Minister Mark Carney, yesterday on the announcement of the recognition by Canada of a Palestinian state.
Canada intends to recognize the state of Palestine at the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in September 2025. This intention is predicated on the Palestinian Authority's commitment to much-needed reforms, including commitments by the Palestinian Authority's President Abbas to fundamentally reform its governance, to hold general elections in 2026 in which Hamas can play no part, and to demilitarize the Palestinian state. Canada will increase its efforts in supporting strong democratic governance in Palestine and the contributions of its people to a more peaceful and hopeful future. I spoke today with President Abbas at length to reaffirm his commitments. Canada reiterates that Hamas must immediately release all hostages taken in their horrific terrorist attack of October 7th, that Hamas must disarm, and that Hamas must play no role in the future governance of Palestine. Canada will always steadfastly support Israel's existence as an independent state in the Middle East, living in peace and security. Any path to lasting peace for Israel also requires a viable and stable Palestinian state, and one that recognizes Israel's inalienable right to security and peace.
So Israel's ticked off. They reject Canada's statement. Donald Trump's ticked off. He goes on social media, his social media, Truth Social, and posts, this is going to make it tough to get a deal, a trade deal with Canada. So tying geopolitics to the trade deal. The timing of this, to me, is ridiculous. Why do this a day before the trade deadline, knowing that the person that you're sitting down at the table with isn't going to like this decision? Why do that? 1-877-332-8255. Text line is a buzz with your thoughts on this. I welcome your calls as well. Do you think this was, number one, a good decision, the right move by the Canadian government to make this announcement, the recognition or at least the intention to recognize a Palestinian state, providing certain conditions are met? And then number two, does the timing suck? Because, boy, it sure seems like it to me. What do you think? Let's go to the phone lines. I've got Michael on the road. Michael, thanks so much for calling in this morning. What do you think? Is the timing bad on this? Should the government have done this? Where are you at?
I think there's never been a better time. I mean, all the other countries are doing it. And the honest truth is that you're conflating two things, and Trump is conflating two things. Trump's going to set the terms of whatever deal. And there's nothing Carney or anyone else can do it, because he's going to do that on the toilet at 4 a.m., right? And you have to set the terms with Palestine. And from 9/11 till today, that part of the world has been awful about policing itself,
mm-hmm.
right? So you have to set the terms and say, listen, this is the price of peace. And whether they do it or not, that's not on us. But to try to say that, you know, Carney's doing something awful by, you know, doing this right now in the wake of trade negotiations, there are no trade negotiations. Trump's going to say you're going to have a 15% tariff and we don't want your cars. And that's what he's going to say, because that's what he woke up thinking. Mm-hmm. Anyone thinking that you can negotiate with Donald Trump is deluding themselves.
There's no question, Michael. You bring up points that are hard to argue with. I don't know that you really go in and negotiate with Donald Trump. You might negotiate with some of the bureaucrats that are sitting around the table. But Donald Trump has lots of things in his head as to what this is going to look like. He's already said the letters that I sent to the country leaders are the deals. Those are the deals. There's no more negotiations. So, you know, he has set some intention there for sure. It just seems curious to me, timing wise, that this would happen so close to that. I know other countries are doing it. And The notion of Michael's point, let's just talk about Michael's point for a second about the Palestinian people needing to police themselves. So if you look at what the conditions are that Canada is saying, is there needs to be governance reform. There needs to be a general election in 2026. There has been attempts even in the last 4 or 5 years for Palestine to hold an election, and they have not gone forward. So whether the intentions are good or not, I'm telling you, Hamas, the terrorist organization, Hamas, has a stronghold. And people are scared. People are scared to step out and speak out against it. It's an untenable situation. There's no question about that. But these conditions, Hamas can't play a part in the election, demilitarization, releasing of the remaining hostages. Those are things that people that get along at the UN table might be able to agree to, but Hamas is not at the table, and Hamas is not going to agree to it, and I'm not sure the Palestinian people are going to be able to break free enough, and the groundswell will be strong enough to overthrow what's happening right now in Palestine. Anyway, your thoughts, 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to the phone. Greg out of Saskatoon. Thanks for calling in, Greg. What do you think? You support the decision by the government to make this announcement yesterday?
Sure, why not? It's going to create us some allies in the EU. So, you know what? We've got more trade partners, perhaps. And it's a way to show Donald Trump, you don't dictate what we do. You know, it's a little bit of pushback. And then if the trade deal, you know, doesn't go the way it's supposed to, and he wants to get a little bit tougher, this is a great time for Carney to say, okay, well, you know what? If this is the way you're going to go in 30 days, give him a timeline. Pull Trump back on him and say, in 30 days, we're going to cut off your power. Like Doug Ford was saying, you're not getting any uranium or potash. Alberta's not giving you any oil. And we'll see how you think about that. Like, it's a great time for pushback to show Trump, you ain't the boss.
You're saying get the elbows back up is what you're saying, Greg.
Absolutely. Let's stand up to this guy because he thinks he's King Kong and he's beating his chest. No. You know, like, this is a good time for, and like you say, it's not, the conditions aren't going to happen. So, I mean, it's a win-win for us because we are trying to help out the Palestine. And you know, like, it's good all around, I think.
I appreciate your call, Greg. Thanks so much. It's interesting. You know, Greg's saying it's a win-win. There are people on the text line that are saying this is a lose-lose. What do you think? 1-877-332-8255. On the text line, let me just jump into some of the thoughts that are coming in here. I never want to neglect our text group here. So Sean in Weyburn, Carney's pronouncement that they will recognize a Palestinian state. The Israelis have attempted formal peace with Palestine in three separate occasions since the founding of Israel. They all failed. Israel pulled out of Gaza in 2005. Hamas, brackets terrorists, have been running Gaza since then. This is just virtue signaling from a globalist. Mark Carney, Sean in Weyburn. Colleen in Buena Vista, I find it curious that Mark Carney takes the time to announce support for Palestine as a state, yet crickets on a deal with Trump. Why on earth is this his focus right now? It really infuriates me when he includes all Canadians when he's making this announcement. I don't support Palestinians because Hamas is involved and will always be involved. Carney needs to focus more on Canada and living up to his promises of making Canada strong and less focus on the things that we cannot control. Colleen, thank you for the text. Mike, you have to set the conditions, says Mike. The West criticizes itself about everything from 9/11 to today. The Muslim world is awful about policing itself. If Palestine wants peace, it has to take a stand against Hamas. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of calls coming in on this, which I'm not surprised to see. The question is, do you support Mark Carney's announcement that Canada will recognize a Palestine state, and that will happen this fall at the UN Assembly as long as certain conditions are met? Do you support that? And then I guess the follow-up is, was the timing right on this? I want to go back to the phone. I got Ken from Saskatoon. What do you think on this, Ken?
It is so wrong. Here's the word that we never hear anybody say. If you want peace, Hamas needs to surrender. There you are. They're the ones that started the war. There was a ceasefire in place on October the 7th. And I think that because anybody who has seen the videos of that attack, and they've really disappeared. They've done a very good job of disappearing them from the internet. But if you ever saw any of those and you say, these are the people that we're going to recognize, because Gaza is Hamas. There's no such thing as the beautiful people, peaceful people of Gaza. If you saw any of those Israeli hostages that were being released and how they were abused by the people on the while they were being released, you would go, really, these people deserve a state? By the way, whenever they talk about two-state solution, I can count at least five times that the PLO, whoever, decided that they, PLA, sorry, that they did not want a two-state solution. But they did get one. It's called Jordan, because Jordan and the rest of that was all the territory of Palestine, the mandate. So you already had a two-state solution.
It's been tried many times and has failed. There's no question about it. The only thing I would jump in and say is I think there are a lot of people in Palestine who do not support Hamas but are scared to say that, are scared to say otherwise, and as a result, it looks like this groundswell of support. Okay, we need to take a break. We'll come back. Jennifer in Melford, don't go away. I'm going to grab your call next and lots of great texts on the text line, 1-877-332-8255. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Right, you're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say. Right. I mean, that's essentially what we're asking you. Was he right? Was Mark Carney right making the move to suggest that Canada will recognize a Palestinian state this fall as long as certain conditions are met? From a timing perspective, was it the right thing to do? I want to jump right back into the phone lines. Jennifer in Melfort waiting patiently. Thanks for hanging on, Jennifer. What do you think about this decision?
Well, hi there. I actually think Mark Carney's very smart, and he checks with his European allies. And, of course, they've also made the same statement. Even Trump, he's not very happy with his buddy Bibi for saying there's no starving in Gaza. Like, yeah, there is. The pictures don't lie. I mean, he will refer to his wife saying, you know, there's starving children in Gaza, you know, like what's going on. And so he's not very happy. So for him to even make comments negative towards Canada about that is a joke. He doesn't know what he's doing. And quite frankly, I think Canada's over this bullying, and he just wants everybody to come and kiss his toes. So he's getting all these little countries to come and, oh, yes, please. Oh, this is so wonderful. You know, this is, yeah, such a super narcissist. It's sad. But no.
So you think, Jennifer, to summarize, Carney's a smart guy. He did his homework. He was strategic in the decision.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And I think it's a perfect timing because I think we're over this bullying. So I'll just leave it at that.
Thanks for the call, Jennifer. 1-877-332-8255. The text line in recent history has never been this busy. I'm going to get to your texts and more calls when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. We are coming together on this topic. There's very different points of view on this topic. We're talking about the announcement that was made yesterday by Prime Minister Mark Carney, basically saying Canada will recognize a Palestinian state, which is new for Canada. They'll do this at the UN's assembly in September. But it only happens if a few conditions are met. The recognition of statehood is predicated on the terms that there's governance reforms in Palestine. They hold a general election in 2026 in which Hamas can play no part. And they have a commitment to demilitarization and, of course, the release of the remaining hostages that they have. Now, the conversation is strong on this. I'm asking you the question, was this the right move and was this the right time? That's the one I'm more focused on today. It's a day away from the deadline to strike a trade deal with the United States. We know Donald Trump isn't going to like this announcement. To me, this is poking the bear right before the trade deal. Now, many people are saying, if you think that this is really going to change Donald Trump, I mean, he has his mind made up already. Interesting text I just got from Senator Denise Batters. So part of what Senator Batters is trying to raise is, MPs, so this is actually from BlackRock's reporter this morning, MPs voted on this last year in the House of Commons as to whether or not that they would officially recognize the state of Palestine, and the vote wasn't even close. MPs voted 204 to 118 to reject the New Democrat motion to officially recognize the state of Palestine. Mark Carney met with his cabinet, his executive team, and then made this announcement. So this wasn't obviously a formal vote. You can't say that the majority of representatives in the House agree with this. Might it have passed had they brought it forward? The van load of NDP MPs probably would have supported the Liberals on this motion. So yeah, it might have passed, but it didn't go there anyway. So that's the point Senator Batters is making this morning. I noticed a text on the line here from Callan from Saskatoon, who, by the way, mentions he's a first-time texter. So thanks for texting in. Callan says, I know in World War II, all of the countries we liberated had rebel forces we partnered with. If Palestine doesn't like Hamas, where are their rebel forces to stand up against the terrorist leadership of Palestine? Thanks for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, back to the phone line. I want to grab Paul in Saskatoon. Right decision or wrong decision? What do you think, Paul?
I think it's the wrong decision. I think it's kind of arrogant because, you know, it would be like there's no consideration of what the Palestinians or the Israeli people want. You know, like it would be like saying, oh, like the U.S., like Donald Trump saying, oh, yeah, you need a two-state solution, Quebec and Canada, or Quebec and or Canada and different indigenous nations. Like, I think it's just you're imposing something on without really even asking the people, and I think it's not the right approach. And I think what we've had to do here in Canada, you know, with truth and reconciliation with First Nations and with Quebec, and this is, that's a journey that many countries across the globe are having to take, I think is a lot better solution than just trying to impose something on people that, you know, without really asking them what they want. Or that's the way I see it anyway.
Paul touched on a couple of points there that I want to highlight because these are themes that are building on the text line. Number one, people are saying, Canada, are you delusional that you think you carry that much power that what you just said about Palestine is going to matter? There are a number of people that say Mark Carney is overinflating his perception of the power he has by making this statement. The other thing is, and this was kind of threaded through what Paul just said as well, is why isn't the federal government focusing on our issues? Enough with geopolitics. Get our head out of that stuff altogether. Focus on trade deal, focus on infrastructure, focus on nation building projects, focus on Canada. And I've just summarized about 70 texts in that little spiel right there. 1-877-332-8255. Now, there are a lot of people that are saying not only was this the right move, but this was the right time for Prime Minister Mark Carney to make this decision, and everyone has their reasons as to why they think that. I want to grab Frank's call from Saskatoon because, Frank, you think Mark Carney made the right call saying this?
Actually, no, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I think he made the wrong call. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, no, absolutely. 100% I believe it's wrong. I believe it's a virtuous statement that he made. This is the problem here is that very few people really have a good understanding of what that area is, the attitudes and the beliefs of people that live there. I know people from that area, and you have to understand the depth of Jew hatred to understand what's going on in that area. Palestine, or so-called Palestinians, are not interested in having Israel to exist. I mean, that's the bottom line, and people are in fantasy land if they believe that.
So, Frank, can I just jump in? Do you think Palestinian people think that, or do you think, like, there's no question Hamas thinks that? Do you think the general population of Palestine does?
I do. I absolutely do. This is something that's been going on for 70 years. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have a small little strip of land that is undermined by over 500 kilometers of tunnels, that requires huge effort. And it requires basically a collaboration of the citizenry in that area. And, you know, like the depth of Jew hatred, and this is something that people have to understand. Israel is a tiny country. People should just take a look. You have a globe handy. Take a look at the globe. It's just a little dot. And it's not the problem of them being, you know, refugees. They're refugees in their own right. It's just the fact that Israel is there at all. Okay?
And there's a number of people, Frank, I'm just going to jump in because I've still got people lined up on the phone here, but there's a number of people that are suggesting that had Israel not been aggressive in its limiting of aid to the area, that this might not be playing the way, it might not be playing out the way it is. We are seeing the images of aid packages being dropped and people scrambling to try and get their hand on a can of food or medical supplies or whatever it might be. Aid has been a big issue. Donald Trump himself has been very critical of Israel and Netanyahu, given the fact that there has been, in the perception of many, Donald Trump included, a limiting to the amount of aid that is going into that area for the innocent people that are being affected by the ongoing battle between Israel and Hamas. So there's a number of people, and again, I'm summarizing text because we're getting so many, but there's a number of people that say, had the aid been allowed to completely flow in freely, this may not even be a discussion, but that's why we're seeing a groundswell of countries coming forward saying, and making these statements about a separate recognized Palestinian state because of the fact that it's an untenable situation right now, what's happening over there. Another perspective on this as well. Let's go to Murray. Out at Regina Beach, what do you think, Murray? Right decision, wrong decision by our federal government?
Well, it's absolutely wrong for Canada, but it's right for what Carney wants.
Explain what you mean there.
He's got an agenda to cancel U.S. relationship. He wants to develop other avenues, and he wants to completely cut off the United States.
And you think that because there's a few people on the text line, Murray, that are suggesting that it's in his best interest to keep the battle up with Donald Trump. It helps his supporters. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, yeah, it helps. It helps with his political situation, but personally, he wants to sabotage our relationship with the United States. Mm. He knows what he's doing. Like, come on. You know, one day before the deadline, he comes out with this. That's just poking the bear. And, you know, he doesn't want to negotiate. He simply wants to fight with the United States. He's done that right from day one, and that's what he's going to continue doing.
Well, he has poked the bear because, as I said earlier, Donald Trump posted in the late hours of the night or early hours of the morning on Truth Social, boy, this decision by Canada is going to make it tough to get a trade deal based on the fact that Canada joined in with some of the other countries, the EU, France, recognizing a Palestinian state this fall at the UN General Assembly in September, provided, of course, that, you know, certain conditions are met. But the chances of those conditions getting met, I'm going to give it a zero. I don't know about you, but I'm going to give it a zero. Still some texts I want to get to, and we are going to change gears in a little bit here as well, because there's lots of things going on in the city of Regina. They fired their city manager yesterday. They voted yes on going ahead with the Aquatic Center, even though there's an extra $40 million cash required to do it. I've got City Councilor Clark Bizzo joining us at 10 o'clock. We will be talking with him about that, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that one as well. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. The conversation that we're having this morning on Prime Minister Mark Carney saying Canada will recognize a Palestinian state, providing some conditions are met, is exactly the type of conversation I love having with you every day. We don't have to agree on it. That's fine. There's different opinions on this. I just noticed the text from Dylan in Saskatoon, who texts into this show almost daily, said it's amazing to me that it takes this long for people to figure out Israel is the bad guy in this. And I hope that it does tank our trade talks with the Mandarin Mussolini, as we would do well to look elsewhere and sever ties with them as best we can. That statement right there, one that others on the text line agree with, but there are lots who do not. Some with strong feelings about what's going on in the Middle East, some with strong feelings about what's going on here. Ryan in Glen Ewan says, it's been 11 years, Evan, of a systematic dismantling of our country's economic well-being. It has to be on purpose because there's no other logical explanation. We don't have a culture anymore. We're ripe for global government. Trump just gave the liberals a scapegoat so that they can deflect responsibility. Shirley in Saskatoon, Carney thinks recognizing a terrorist group will bring peace. How naive. We have enough problems in our country he should be focused on. So there's a variety of texts, and I have tried to summarize some of them because there's no way we can get to all of them. But I do truly appreciate everyone weighing in on this. Thanks for the conversation. It's not over. It might be over for just the time being, but not over completely. We will, I'm sure, be talking lots more about this in the months, weeks, days ahead. So I want to shift discussion to Regina Council, and this is just basically priming for my guest who is coming up at 10 o'clock. I've got Clark Bezo, who is Ward 10 councillor in the city of Regina. He's a member of Regina City Council, and Regina Council made a couple of fairly big decisions yesterday. One of them was to terminate Regina City Manager Nikki Anderson, and it's a termination without cause. It was a 10-1 vote. Councillor Bezo, who's joining us, voted yes on that. So this is the decision that Nikki Anderson, who's been off for a few months now on a requested personal leave, it was decided that the city was going to sever ties with her as an employee. She's the top paid employee in the city. But doing so without cause means that there's going to be a payout. And that severance payout is what got the attention and frustration of one of the city councilors, Shannon Zakidniak, saying, our city pays out too much in severance. I'm tired of it. So she voted against the firing. I'm curious to know, and we still don't know, what the reason was behind this. And as it's been pointed out various times, various ways, we have a council that is currently sitting that many of them ran on this notion of transparency. And knowing that, should there not be some sort of an indication, even if it's just we were really unhappy with the job that she was doing? She wasn't doing the job properly or whatever. I worked with Nikki while I was chief of police. She and I worked together. I had no problems with her. Granted, you know, I mean, our relationship was maybe a little bit different. I didn't report to Nikki per se. My line of reporting went up through the Board of Police Commissioners, but the times that I dealt with her, it seemed to be fine. I did have a very strong relationship with Chris Holden, who was the former city manager, who was also dismissed from his position. So I'm not sure what it is that is causing this problem, but maybe our councillor guest, Clark Bezo, can shed some light on that next. Also, the other topic that they discussed yesterday and they decided upon was the decision to move ahead with the new indoor aquatic facility. Now, don't forget, this had been approved by the last city council. But what has happened is we got an updated costing on it. The costing is $40 million more, coming out of your pocket, coming out of my pocket for the next, what, decade or so, however long they amortize this over. So it's $40 million more. And it passed by a vote of 9-2. One of the councillors who voted no, Clark Bezo, who's joining me just after 10 o'clock. I think this is going to be a good conversation. It's a big spend. I have been someone who has been supportive of this indoor aquatic center as a making a destination out of Regina, giving another incentive to our city of Regina to draw and attract people here. But I am constantly frustrated by what seems to be a blindsiding regularly of undervalued scope of project and the costing of it. The inflation seems to be moving at a rate that can't be forecasted by city. Maybe that comes back to some of the challenges that were happening with the city manager. I don't know. But that's the topic of conversation when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.